Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I got up this morning, started doing my my reading and all for information to use on the show. Radio people call it show prep. I've heard that term so much in my life that I hate using it now, so I'll try not to use show prep. We got to prep. We got to prep. Did you prep that? And I don't even say meal prep like everybody else does because I've heard show prep my entire life. Prep, 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 mm-hmm. prep. So anyway, I swelled up with patriotic American pride this morning. As soon as I saw the story about Olive Garden being taken down as the number one casual dining spot in America and replaced by an American restaurant, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, really?
Okay. No way.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Love that.
Good rolls.
You know, you try that again, Italia, and see what else is coming for you.
Yeah.
You know, our biggest enemy in the world, Italy.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
You know, mm-hmm. over there. You know, bombing them all the time. You know?
With like the garlic sticks against the yeast rolls.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, the garlic bread sticks. And I have a game now that I play with people that if I don't know them very well and we bring up Olive Garden and how good it is, and I count in my head how long it takes them to say, I could just fill up on the breadsticks and salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everybody says that. And I start counting. Oh, there it is. There
Got
it is.
Yeah. Got mm-hmm. it.
But anyway, so congratulations, U.S. America, winning again. Mm-hmm. Now, they may be owned by the same company. I don't know.
Maybe.
Probably.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That is surprising that Olive Garden was number one. I would have never guessed.
Ever.
Yeah. Five chances, I would have never said Olive Garden.
I think Chili's and Applebee's are in the top five and BW 3.
No,
oh,
really?
No. Buffalo Wild Wing. Buffalo Wild Wings.
No way.
Yeah.
Huh. That's also surprising.
That's in the top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's surprising to me because it's not that good.
Yeah, I don't know many women that go, hey, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to tear that up.
Yeah. And I like wings, but they're just okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
My son loves that place.
Does he?
Yeah. His mama doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fits.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, she's not opposed to eating at a, you know, a sports bar kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just doesn't like Buffalo Wild Wings for some reason.
Yeah, it's very guy centric. What is like her favorite fast casual chain place? Is there a place that she's like, oh, I love that?
She does like Olive Garden.
She does.
Mm-hmm. And she likes the Longhorn type places.
Okay.
Longhorn, Lone Star, whatever. Because there's an Olive Garden, and then right next to it here in our town is a
Longhorn
or Lone Star. I think it's a Longhorn.
Did you have any of those places in your hometown? Like,
no.
Or obviously not in your hometown, but anywhere travelable? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
a Chili? Like, did you have any of that?
It was in Jody's town. That was the next biggest city, and it took me an hour to get there from my little town.
Yeah.
They had Chili's and stuff.
Oh, they
like
did.
That. Or they had a Piccadilly. We didn't have that,
hmm.
you know, which is a cafeteria kind of place. It's like K&W, but
yeah.
better.
Oh.
Yeah. So they had that. That's where we went on a family night out. We'd go to the movies and go eat at Piccadilly.
Really?
And get the oil changed in our car before we made that hour-long drive. I mean, that was a long way.
Oh, God.
You got to go get serviced where you make that trip.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So this fella went on the Reddit, and he's getting a lot of negative comments from what he posted. He posted a story about his wife. They've been married. They've been married 8 years. And she is 28. He's about the same age. And he's saying that they had a big blow up because she always insists on cooking and she's terrible at it. So much so that he's worried she's going to poison somebody because she undercooks chicken and other types of meat and everything. He said, for example, he said she was about to put chicken in the oven. He said, okay, I'm going to run, take a shower real quick. And he came out of the shower. So he'd taken, he was been gone about 10 minutes. And she said, okay, it's done. And he was like, there's no way that chicken's done.
Oh.
You know, things like that. And like when she would do rice, he says she can't get the fact that it's twice the amount of liquid versus rice. So it's a cup of rice, 2 cups of liquid. She says that's too much liquid. And he said, you know, it doesn't do any good to, for her to Google it or look at the package. She still wants to do it her way and say, I like my rice. I don't like my rice all soggy. And so he said, finally, he told her, you know, she got mad at him for saying, hey, this chicken, he goes around behind her sometimes to make sure that, you know, she's not, you know, serving raw chicken or whatever. And he did this time, and she got mad, and he said, you're going to kill somebody someday. And she said, well, it's not my fault. My mother never taught me how to cook. Like, okay, but we've been married 8 years. You're 28 years old. You're almost 30. So there's no excuse if you want to cook that you haven't learned how to cook.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so now everybody's giving him a hard time about it.
Come on. You're an adult. Figure it out.
Yeah. But I don't care whether you're a husband, a wife, or single. If you're 30, almost 30, and you don't know enough about cooking to prepare a safe meal for yourself, then there is no excuse for that.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And don't blame it on your mama or your daddy, you know, not teaching you how to do it. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad never taught me how to do fix-it things and build stuff and all that.
And here you are.
Yeah. Look at me.
Look at you. Changing light bulbs. And
doing all kinds of stuff out here. I'm basically need my own DIY show.
Yeah.
You know? Over there. You know, yesterday I had to restring the lights on the screen porch because they had come off in the heavy wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Now, so what if it was just taking some of those little plastic hooks with the stickers on the back of them and putting them up there and then hooking them back over? That's still, man.
Something.
You're like a property brother right there.
Exactly. I'm damn Ty Pennington.
Oh, property brother.
Yeah. I'm not ready to move that bus. I just redid the whole house in here. That's funny. Rob Vila.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Prime Plus members get extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The White Lotus is the top trending topic. It was the season finale last night. Is that right? I believe it was.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. That's the only one I have left to watch.
Same.
I don't know what y'all are watching. That's the stories I hear coming out about show. It sounds
it's not good.
No, it's just whoever writes and creates that, which is a guy named Mark White, has to be, in my opinion, it's what I said the other day, a complete and total freak, derelict, just a demented person.
Mm-hmm. Were the other seasons like this?
Not quite as bad.
Yeah, but, okay. It's still weird, you'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like each season gets bigger as far as the ratings and attention and everything. So now you can tell he's really feeling himself. I mean, people treat that guy like he's just like the king of the world. He's the most brilliant person ever. Every member of the cast that is the main cast members, they all made the same money. No negotiation. They all made the exact same money, and it was only like $350,000 each, because he wanted to make sure that they were in it for the project and not just for the money.
Ah.
You know, so he now has that kind of clout over people to say he's such a brilliant artist.
Yeah,
I just want to be a part of this. I don't care if I lose money on it. I just want to be a part of it.
Make something.
But he's just a twisted freak, in my opinion.
And do you feel the same way I feel? I don't think it's good, but I'm to the point after a couple episodes where you can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's good in that aspect where it leaves you cliffhanging all the time.
Yeah.
And wondering, like planting a seed here that comes back episodes later. And you'd be like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And so, it's one of those things where you start at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what I mean?
TJ, I'm surprised you're into a show like that where it does backwards timelines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I just don't like flashbacks all through shows, you know, where you can't keep up with what is and what isn't, you know, present day. Mm-hmm. But as far as a mystery, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
As far as being a sexually deviant piece of the devil's propaganda...
Yeah.
Then that's what the other part is.
Got it.
Totally.
Got it. Yeah. So check that out if you're interested. a lot of people went to go see a Minecraft movie over the weekend. They expected it to make $80 million. It made $180 domestically. So they well undersold the success of this movie. $300 million global opening, making it one of the biggest openings since Deadpool and Wolverine in July of 2024. So a ton of people went to go see this movie. Biggest opening of the year so far. Kids movie based on a video game. Critics say it's not as great.
Kids, like teenager, you'd say? Or
I don't know. I think Minecraft is meant for like little kids. Because it's not like Grand Theft Auto. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But they had big success with that over the weekend, and they expect that to continue. So Minecraft movie trending this morning. And then today is National Beer Day. I don't touch this stuff, but I know a lot of people do. So happy National Beer Day. You've heard good things. It's just never been my bag, but, you know, to each their own.
Same.
Yeah.
So, There's some drama going on in my neighborhood that I got filled in, and it's Lent. I shouldn't be gossiping, but sometimes I just can't help myself. So I'm going to share some details coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This is crazy, and I got to be careful about what I say. So Saturday, it was really nice, and as the sun was setting, I took the dog out for a walk. There was a nice breeze blowing. Perfect summer, spring evening. And when I get back, my neighbor who lives behind me is standing in the street. Now, my neighbor's a talker. He doesn't know my name. He doesn't know where I work. He doesn't know my dog's name, but I know about his sister, his parents, his wife's mother that lives in, you know, up the East Coast. He just doesn't stop. But he's very nice, and he's helped me out a couple of times. He's standing in the road with his dog, and I'm walking back inside. He goes, can you come back out for a second? I was like, okay, all right. So I like put my dog inside, and I go back out, and I take out my AirPods. I said, what's going on? He goes, you know, you should start charging your little friend over here rent. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, the guy in your bushes all the time?
What?
He said, oh, you've never seen the guy in this truck? And he points to this truck that's down the street. He goes, yeah, he hides in your bushes every day.
What?
And he goes, yeah. You didn't hear about this? The whole neighborhood's talking about it. The guy that's hiding in your bushes is hiding in your bushes because he's cheating with the married woman that's at the end of the block. And he hides in your shrubs and waits for the husband to leave before he walks down to her house.
Oh, I love this.
I'm like, you're kidding me. And I'm gone every day by the time I guess this all happens. He said the truck was there, the car was there all the time. I never noticed it. But here's where it gets even crazier. The house next to me is a rental home, and they have one of those lock boxes, you know, that where you can like schedule your own tour. He says the wife contacted the rental company and scheduled a tour. So they've been using the empty rental house to hook up in. Isn't that crazy?
This is so juicy.
I know.
Oh,
my only involvement is that the guy's in my bushes, which I don't like, but I'm not there. So I don't even know if that I should be that concerned.
So she scheduled a tour and nobody went over there and helped her with the tour?
No, you do. You like, can just do it a lot of own? Those places will do that now. Schedule your own tour through the app and they'll just give you the code to the key box. I've never done it, but I've heard that's how it happens. So my neighbor's like, so I'm getting ready. He was taking pictures out in the road. I'm like, whoa. He goes, because I want proof if I ever have to confront this person about what I'm going to do about it. And then he said he's going to contact the rental company and tell them this woman's scamming just to get the key to the house. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
This is the best thing I've heard all month.
And I don't ever see anybody out in the, you know, out in the neighborhood. So it was just like sort of all these things happening at once. I went, the whole neighborhood knows this? I'm the only person that doesn't?
You know, the women all know about it.
I guess so.
Hiding in your bushes.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It got creep. I mean, now I'm not as creeped out about the guy in the bushes.
Well, I kind of am.
Well, he's got to protect himself.
I guess he does have to protect himself, but, you know, it's just the oddest thing ever.
And your bushes have the best vantage point for him.
I guess so.
Just as luck would have it.
High ground.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, I've never been one to think of having a tattoo. You know, I'm not a tattoo person. Not that I have anything against tattoo people. I'm looking at two of them right now in the room with me. Mm-hmm. Trashy tattoo people. You know.
That's me.
Carnies, so to speak. But this is something that I would consider as far as a tattoo. There's a Chinese restaurant in Chicago called Chinese Friendship Restaurant.
Oh.
And they are offering lifetime appetizers if you get their logo tattooed on you somewhere.
What?
So at first you go, there's no way I'm doing that. But then you think about it. It depends on what the deal is. If it's, okay, you can have one appetizer per week with block out dates and, you know, with a meal all of that, then no, it's not worth it. But if you've got for a year, you know, the run of the appetizer menu for even, I would say, 2 days a week.
Yeah.
I'd probably do that.
You said it's a year, not life.
Lifetime.
Oh, life. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lifetime. Okay. Uh-huh.
Lifetime.
And you could get it somewhere no one would ever see.
Yeah. I don't know if they determine where you have to have it. Like that lady that got the Ace and TJ logo tattooed on her butt that time to get Rick Springfield tickets and backstage passes.
No. Wait, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, she put it on her buttocks. So then again, just because something's on your butt doesn't mean a lot of people aren't going to see it. It just depends on what kind of person you are.
That's
good point.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if I could have crab rangoon or pork dumpling anytime I wanted them.
Sure.
Man. Heck yeah.
I wonder what their logo looks like. That'd be another thing.
Just a Chinese symbol or?
No, it's a Chinese symbol and then just the big word Chinese in a block, like in a rectangle. And then underneath it in just regular print, it says Friendship Restaurant.
Oh, the whole name. Okay.
Oh, no.
I guess that's what part would be on there.
Yeah. Wow. What a deal.
But boneless rib?
Come on.
Come on now.
Oh. Please.
I could eat every Chinese meal with just a couple of selections from the appetizer menu. No problem.
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't like egg rolls. And that's like a big part of the
That's what I'm saying. Even without egg rolls or spring roll. I don't like that. But I mean, you know, but they don't consider soup on their appetizer menu. That's a different category. The Chinese is funny people, boy.
That's an appetizer.
But the ribs, the crab rangoon, pork dumpling, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sugar donuts.
Oh,
sugar donuts.
Because I looked it up on this restaurant. I looked up their appetizer menu, and sugar donuts is on the appetizer list.
Okay, well, you sold me right there. Yeah. That was it. That's all you had to say.
Yeah, that'd be a neck tattoo.
Yeah, right there.
Sugar donuts and pork dumpling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Thanksgiving, buddy.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right. If you've ever gotten mad, I mean madder than fish grease, at me whenever you've heard me say that there are no such things as psychics. There's no such thing as a psychic. There's not a person that has the abilities, if you pick up the phone and call them, to be able to tell you not only what your future is going to be, but mainly what your past is in a different life or what's going on, you know, with your departed relative on the other side, quote unquote. Then if you've been mad at me about saying that that's not real, then, I'll say good for you because Riggins has unearthed a clip from the old Montel Williams talk show. Montel Williams used to have a psychic on his show all the time named Sylvia Brown. Was it Sylvia Brown?
Yeah, I think so.
And, this is just a clip that is just so astonishing and proves beyond a shadow of a doubt for me anyway, that this is a real ability that people, have been blessed with at times to be able to help others. When a woman stands up in the crowd and says that, that she has social anxiety and wants to know why.
Have you got a question for Sylvia?
I have, a really bad problem with social anxiety. I can't freak out. I can't.
You're doing pretty good now. But let me tell you where this comes from. You were accused of being a witch in a past life. You were put in a circle and you had to name two people so that supposedly you wouldn't die. Except they didn't tell you that. They just said, tell us two people. You named two people and all three of you were hung. So no wonder you have social anxiety.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But, you know, you can tell anybody that anything happened in a past life. And if they believe in that kind of stuff, they, how are you going to argue with it? Were you there? Do you remember your past life? No, I don't. Well, I can see your past life. So it's on you to prove that it's not true.
Yeah.
What a loony bin.
Yeah.
She sounds like she smokes four packs a day.
That's what I was saying. I'm not a psychic, but I see cigarettes in her life. I'm sure she's passed on by now. She was really old back then. But
she was old. She was everywhere. She was like the one that was always on those shows. Oh. Sylvia Brown, I think.
I'm sitting there. I mean, Montel, why would you be doing this? Mm. So I wonder what the lady thought. Like, okay, that didn't help me one bit.
Yeah.
So no wonder you have social anxiety.
Yeah.
You were a witch, and they hung you after you told two other friends. You seem to be doing okay now, but just from what I can see across this studio, and you've been up there for like 15 seconds, I can tell you I know everything about your past and why you do what you do in the present and what you're going to do in the future.
Okay, well, then y'all were hung. Like, just okay.
But they didn't tell you that. He said, he told you to pick two people, and they were going to be killed, but they didn't tell you that. And then you picked the two people, and you were all hung.
Next.
I did not think it was going that way. No.
But I also blame the girl with social anxiety. Like, why is Montel the person you're going to ask for help?
Right.
I mean, what does Montel know?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know. That's why he brought in the expert.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that as somebody that a psychic told me one time. Matthew McConaughey and I were brothers in a previous life and fought against each other in the Civil War.
Stop.
And I remember that happening.
Oh, my God.
Brother Matthew.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, so the NCAA championship happens tonight. It is Florida and Houston. Duke is the top trending topic. A lot of people think that a late game foul on Cooper Flag, I think is his name, caused Duke the game. They said the refs were unfair to Duke, but everybody seems to enjoy when Duke falls for anything. People really seem to hate Duke or the fans. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
There
seems
to be a lot of venom towards Duke.
Right. I don't get it because I don't know. Maybe because they're so much smarter than other schools. Is that one of the things?
I don't know.
Because, listen, I'm not really I don't think Duke is anything great, you know, as far as what they're teaching the kids there or anything most of the time. To me, it's just another college that's got, you know, bunch of weirdos running it. But I think that may be why other colleges or people dislike it, because it's hard to get into, and it's, you got to be smart and all that.
You get that. Mm. Just maybe a little jealousy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll forever be a Duke fan. Christian Laettner, biggest crush.
From the, was he part of that, the five or whatever?
Yeah, I don't even, I was probably 12 years old, but I thought he was so cute.
Everybody hated.
Probably.
Isn't that what his 30 for 30 is or whatever on ESPN? Everybody hates Christian Laettner.
Oh, yeah. Now that you're saying that does sound.
I thought he was so cute.
Is he so handsome?
He was on the team with Grant Hill. I do know that.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Was it Grant Hill or Drew Hill?
I wish it was Drew Hill. Yeah.
Would have been sick. So that is tonight. Tip off, I think, is around 9 o'clock Eastern, late game. Mariah Carey trending this morning. Her son was doing a live stream with his friends. He was just playing Fortnite. And all of a sudden, Mariah Carey pops into the frame, and all his little friends are like, "Miss Carey, hi, is that your mom?" He's like,
"Hi,
Mom."
Miss Carey.
And he's so embarrassed. He's like, "Mom, get out of here." But all his friends are like, "Hi, Miss Carey. Hi. It's kind of a weird scene. I guess that's got to be weird when you have a famous parent and you're just trying to play Fortnite with your buddies.
Well, you know you would do that if you were 12 years old. Oh, my God, look.
Oh, my gosh, it's like Mariah Carey. Yeah. She's an icon. It wouldn't excite me as much as seeing, like, Tiger Woods in the background or somebody like that. But I guess seeing Mariah Carey just pop up in the camera would be kind of weird.
In her sweats. And
Yeah, but he should be more embarrassed just by the fact of who his dad is, whether he's in the room or not. Isn't that Nick Cannon's kid?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He one of Nick Cannon's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's the embarrassing part.
Right. Yeah, one of Nick Cannon. Exactly.
Yeah, he's got plenty of kids to handle. So Mariah Carey trending this morning as well. The Minecraft movie was the biggest movie in theaters, a $300 million opening, far surpassing what everybody expected them to make. It was a kid's movie. It's based on a video game. And they say they finally found the sweet spot with video game movie adaptions, including the last Super Mario Brothers movie, which was a massive hit. So I don't know. I know it's got Jack Black in it. I know it's got Jason Momoa in it. And they said it's kid friendly. So critics don't like it as much. Not surprising.
Who cares?
Who cares? So what? Who cares? And then today is National No Housework Day. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with the amount of work that you have to do at home, skiff it today. Today you have an excuse.
Yeah, and does that also mean if you have someone who comes and does your housework for you, you got to give them the day off?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I got a feeling that's not going to hold up. I don't think. But it is a big week on the TJ and Riggins show for one person specifically. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you go listen to the TJ and Jody's House podcast. It'll be available today on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. It's a big week for one member of the show. And I say she's a member of the show, but she works for the show. Her name is Jody. It's TJ's wife. She works behind the scenes on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big week because it is her birthday week. It's not her birthday. It's her birthday week,
mm-hmm.
at the very least.
Could we say month even?
That's what I'm going to ask. I mean, have the festivities, her birthday's not until later this week.
Yes,
have festivities already begun?
Yeah. Well, today I think the first birthday lunch.
Okay.
And then there'll be birthday lunch, dinner. And then she goes to Nashville with one of her friends. And then probably into next week, the ones who didn't get to take her during her birthday week will probably take her to lunch or dinner or both.
Are these meals happening with one friend at a time, or is it a group outing?
Both.
It's both.
Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's group. Sometimes it's group, and then sometimes it's one from the group that just wanted a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Thing with Jody and not share with the group.
It's like the fantasy suite situation on The Bachelor. Yeah. Like they're tired of hanging out with the other girls in the group, so mm-hmm. they want to take her to the fantasy suite for a night on their own.
Yeah. And I feel privileged because I get to go individually with Jody today for coffee.
Oh, really?
Yes. Birthday coffee.
Before lunch?
Before lunch.
Okay.
Right after the show.
All right.
Yeah. So I get to go by myself.
Yeah. You are in rarefied air.
In the fantasy suite.
In the fantasy suite. And does she get, are you going to bring her a gift?
Oh, I got her one in the car.
You got her a gift in
the
car.
Sure do.
Does she get gifts at all these meals?
Yeah.
And does she come home and want to show you what she got? Like, look what she gave me.
Yeah.
Does she do like a little haul for you? Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'll ask her. So what did you get for your birthday? What did they get you?
Yeah.
You
know? Mm-hmm. And what did she get, clothes and wine or?
Everything from little things to sit about the house.
Yeah.
To clothes, to hats, yeah, any kind of trinket, jewelry, like little bracelets and necklaces and stuff like that.
Wow. So it really is a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a big to-do. And do you just get out of the way? Like, because how do you prepare dinners and things like that if she's kind of living this crazy life for 7 days?
I don't. I just plan on her not being, you know, for dinner. And I just eat, cook normally.
Yeah. Are you lonely when she's gone that much?
Of course.
Yeah.
Just rips me up.
TJ's being funny, but let me be. A lot of people don't know. TJ wants to know where his wife is.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I like having her around. I mean,
you do.
Yeah.
You try to act tough, but you feel out of place when she's not around.
But I just don't want people thinking that I'm one of those husbands that if the wife's gone for dinner, I just sit there and go, what am I going to do?
Right.
No one
what
thinks
am
that.
What am I going to do?
Right.
I guess we'll get pizza.
Right. Make a grilled
cheese. I'll open this can of chili. I don't even know whether to heat it or not. Just eat it right out of the... How do I open it?
Yeah, you're still eating good. I mean, you're the one cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No one thinks you're helpless, but yeah, I do like that you want to keep tabs on her.
Well, because some people enjoy being alone for a minute, like mm-hmm. watching their shows and do it. But you don't have young kids running around, so I mean, it's different, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't keep tabs on her, except I just want to know she's safe. That's all.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
In this day and age.
Should we put a microchip in her?
Yeah, I already have.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know what I think is gross most of the time? Tongues.
Tongues?
Yeah. Yeah. You look at somebody's tongue.
Yeah.
Especially if the tongue is out of the ordinary. Mm. You know, like I found an article about this woman who has the world's longest tongue on a woman, like the female record. And it's 3.8 inches from lips to tip. That's how they measure it.
Ew.
Lips to tip.
This is her just sticking it out.
Ew. Okay.
And it's pointed on the end.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Okay. So she says that she enjoys having this record and all that. And it's not because of the, she said when she sticks it out and people see it for the first time, if they scream, she likes that. But she likes being able to do silly things with it. Like she plays Jenga using her tongue.
Oh, cool.
So when you go to push the thing out, she pushes it with her tongue.
That is not sanitary.
No.
And then there's another video of her having a bowl of water with grapes in the bottom of it, and she's fishing the grapes, kicking them out of the bowl with her tongue. They're resting on the bottom, and she's going in with her tongue and flipping them up out of the thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't find any of that interesting. I mean, I'd say put your tongue back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she tastes food more, you know, more deeply than other people because she's got so many more taste buds.
Well,
that's a good question.
I don't know. I would think if her tongue were wide, maybe if she had the widest tongue, but her tongue is long and thin and looks like a snake.
Or like how many licks does it take to get an ice cream cone gone?
Yeah, you know, that'd be good.
That's
a good
question.
That tongue, though, would probably knock the ice cream cone right off.
Yeah.
It's too strong. She doesn't know the strength. If she's moving big Jenga pieces with her tongue, yeah, that thing's got to be strong.
Oh.
Wow. She's working it out all the time.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, is that something that you bring up on a first date? Is that something that you would use, you know, to... as part of your personality, that would be a an asset to you finding somebody to date? It's like, I'm fun because, you know, I've got the world's longest tongue and I like to do tricks with it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say some guys would think that was good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had a Guinness record, I would definitely, that's a good icebreaker on a first date. But the fact that that's the world record, you might want to keep to yourself. I don't know.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Man, y'all better not be out here micro-cheating.
Micro-cheating?
Yeah, micro-cheating. If you find that your significant other is micro-cheating, then you know what experts recommend that you do, the mental health experts, the therapists and all. If there's micro cheating going on, the only thing to fix that is therapy.
Oh.
So micro cheating, a new term that requires therapy, that requires money in therapist pockets.
Yeah. I'd forgive it. If it keeps me out of a therapist's office, I'm like, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
You know what? We're cool, right?
We're fine. Let's just water under the bridge. Yeah.
So micro cheating is when you flirt, basically.
Okay. Oh.
With some, like a coworker or something. You flirt, or doesn't even have to be heavy flirting, like strong flirting. You could just text a coworker something that's kind of flirty or complimentary. Micro cheating.
Oh, geez.
See, because who can really define how micro a micro is, or how micro something has to be considered micro? If you say it's micro, that's the new buzzword to catch all, you know, because micro is tiny, tiny, tiny. So what you would normally think is nothing, which has always been nothing. Now, if you call it micro, then it's really something, and enough micros grows into macros. So we got to get a handle on it.
Good point. Everybody has done this at some point of their life. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
That or anything else, you know, it's just, oh, well, then you're micro cheating. Well, your microaggressions. You said, excuse me, in a little bit too harsh of a term. So you're microaggressing. He raised his hand too fast when you asked the question. It's a microaggression. Mm-hmm. You know, the stuff that you can't really fight against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do everything. Yeah. You might as well
just say subconscious.
Right.
Yeah. You subconsciously do that. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. How would you know? You're doing it subconsciously.
Aha, right. You don't. Point. Right.
Gotcha.
So y'all better not be out there micro cheating, because micro ends up being macro.
Yeah.
Macro and cheese.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so the college basketball championship happens tonight. It is Florida and the Houston Cougars. So set to have a tip-off, I think, around 8:50 Eastern.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Cougars. And South Carolina women's basketball.
Yeah.
Did not go well last night. It was a pretty hefty defeat.
Is that right?
From the UConn.
Two great teams. All those
UConn Vics.
Yeah, those are two serious basketball teams.
Uh-huh.
So after this is over, all the attention in sports moves to the Masters, which kicks off this week. Love the Masters. Yeah. You hate it. Lindsay, why are you making that sound?
It's just the whole only thing that's on our TVs at all times.
It's exciting. I had chance to go to the Masters 25 years ago, 26 years ago. Is still top five moments of my life. It's just amazing. Even if you don't like golf, it's just one of the most beautiful places in the country. And it's great.
You say that even if you don't like golf, that people would like going to the Masters.
Yeah.
I would love to disprove that theory.
Yeah, you would not do well there.
They do have a good liquor beverage.
They've got great drinks.
The cherry blossom something, or magnolia. What is
the azalea.
Close. Yeah. Whatever.
They got good cocktails. Everything's cheap. Like all the beers are cheap. Your sandwiches, like pimento cheese sandwiches, are $1. Like they've kept all the prices the same, except for the tickets. If you can even get into the Masters, you're going to spend many, many thousands of dollars on passes to get in there.
Would we like the food choices?
No, nah, not really.
I mean,
they've got...
can make whatever they got.
Oh, true.
They make... the pimento cheese is the most popular. They also have an egg salad and a barbecue sandwich. There's not many options. And they're all about $1. And then a bag of chips. But it's really about the drinking.
Pimento cheese and egg salad.
Yeah.
And
little brunch.
Pulled pork.
Well, it sounds like a baby shower. Is what it sounds like. Yeah.
You load up on beers and then hopefully you eat something outside. But a lot of people enjoy those traditions of,
Did they have cucumber sandwiches too?
Maybe.
No, I can see where people love it. I mean, I just wouldn't.
Right. Yeah, no, you would not.
I don't like all that.
No, you would not.
Shirt tails in.
No.
Yeah, no running. Mm. I got scolded the first time I went because Tiger Woods was there. It was 1998, I think. And I went running after Tiger, and a guy immediately stopped me. He said, "There's no running at the Masters." I was like, "Oh!" My dad was like, "What are you doing? Slow down!"
What are you doing?
I was just so excited. But Tiger was not playing this year after some injuries. But a lot of people excited to see the Masters later this week. And then the Minecraft movie, top trending topic today. So you can go check that out if you'd like. Yelling at kids. We're going to talk about that next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I want to ask the parents in the room, TJ and Lindsay, what they would do in this situation. There's a woman that's gone viral. She was talking about, she has a 2-year-old and her best friend was over there and they were just hanging out, having coffee. And the 2-year-old threw a cup of water at the wall. And the friend yelled at the kid. And she said, My friend really shouted at my 2-year-old. That was naughty. You did that on purpose. I'm not happy with you. Tantrum all you like. You've been bad. Like, not altogether, but those phrases were yelled. She said yelled at the 2-year-old. Now, what do you make of that? Other people yelling at your kid, especially if they're 2.
Well, they wouldn't have an opportunity to yell at my kid before I did. So if I'm yelling at my kid and correcting them, and then they jump in on it, then it's really, really bad. I go, I got this. I'm handling it.
Yeah.
Sorry about the water. We'll fix it. If they started yelling at my kid before I even had a chance to correct them, yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
No.
Telling them that, using words like naughty.
It was in the UK.
Oh, well.
If that makes a difference, yeah, I don't know.
That does.
Naughty. You've been very naughty.
You get on that naughty mat.
I'm not happy with you.
It's like that nanny.
Yeah.
Super nanny. Yeah, what do you think, Linda?
I wouldn't like that. Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you're saying and how close to me you are, but that language, no. If you're just like, why did you do that? Don't do that. You know, that's fine. But don't bring words like naughty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a weird thing to say. You did that on purpose. Yeah, they're like, they're 2.
Yeah, of course they did it on purpose. They're 2, of course.
Now, when my kids were little, if one of our good friends saw them do something and I wasn't paying attention or whatnot, I'd be fine with them saying, Aiden, don't do that, buddy. No, don't. Yeah. Why'd you do that, Aiden?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like that. And then give me an eye. What did he do? He just threw water all over the wall for no reason. And then I would take over.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't bother me like that. But, you know, I suspect this woman was probably calling them all kinds of names, too.
Yeah.
Calling these babies.
Well, and if you have really good friends, they'll just video whatever they're doing wrong and laugh, like what happened this weekend. My son dipped his hand in a bowl of community sprinkles at a buffet and was eating them. And my friend was just videoing, laughing, dying laughing.
I couldn't believe it.
I was mortified. So anyway, you get you some good friends.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.